cheese, glorious cheese.
So sumptuous and luscious.
If you went cheese shopping in the mid-80s when this ad was filling the airwaves, your choices were limited. And American cheese meant something orange that dripped from between two slices of grilled bread. Today, you'll find hundreds of cheeses made in different parts of the world, aged for various lengths of time, washed in many different liquids, coming from a variety of milks.
You have sheep, cow, goat, water buffalo. They're even making cheeses out of donkey milk and yak milk in various different places in the world.
That's Sarah Aducci, the chief cheesemonger at Feast in Charlottesville. She's been selling cheese for a decade and last year served as a judge in the American Cheese Society's annual competition. It was her job to try 35 different blue cheeses. And while she still likes the stuff, Aducci claims it was an intoxicating experience.
I felt a very strange sensation after eating that much blue cheese. It was unlike any other feeling I'd ever had.
Today, she continues to taste and buy new cheeses and says many more quality choices are coming from America.
It seems like every week I'm learning a new cheese from another place. You know, we have a cheese from Maine that we got. I tried some cheeses in Arizona the other day when I was visiting. It's impressive and astounding to see all the beautiful, beautiful cheeses that are being made today all over the U.S.
My generation is seeking out these great foods. They're demanding higher quality, which is creating a market for these farmers and producers. And so, I mean, American cheese is fantastic.
28-year-old Najib Chuoff is founder of Flora Artisanal Cheese, a shop in Charlottesville. Like Aducci, he praises Caramount's goat cheese from Albemarle County and Appalachian cheese from the Meadow Creek Dairy in Galax. As American cheeses have gotten better, Chuoff thinks European cheese is in decline.
You're seeing consolidation of the dairy industry in Europe, where these small operations are being bought up by huge ones. And so you're seeing a really fast decline in the quality of European cheeses, as American cheeses are getting really better. And we're almost to an equal point, and at some point might even pass them.
Aducci says cheesemaking has helped many small family farms to survive when milk prices were down. And she predicts American cheeses will flourish as more consumers discover the rich variety now available.
I think it's just a new and exciting field. It incorporates, you know, a love of the land, a love of the animals, a love of the process of cheese making, a love of eating and tasting and trying and pairing and exploring and cooking. I think it's just an exciting place to be.
And at a recent cheese tasting in Afton, consumers agreed.
I have never had anybody talk me through cheese and what is involved in it, and then to taste it with that background was phenomenal. It's great.
Cheese on crackers you eat, you know, kind of mindlessly. Now it's making me realize it's good to be more conscious.
Feast will host a cheese class on April 15th by reservation. Flora Artisanal offers daily cheese boards, and both shops say they're happy to let customers sample before they buy. I'm Sandy Houseman.